What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Live. Hey, you guys, I want to welcome you to this three-part series. This is Moms and Mental Health. So sit back, relax, and come on this journey with me. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Mama Life. All right, y'all. So this is the second part of the Moms and Mental Health series. And I have a special guest with me. Let me just let her introduce herself real quick. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. My name is Wilda Cheen. I am the CEO and founder of Wealthy Mom Collective, which is a community for mompreneurs who are eager to thrive in motherhood and in business.
Oh, okay, okay. So since this is on mental health, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm surviving. My week hasn't been perfect, but, you know, I'm making it. So tell me more about what you do.
Okay, so I'm glad that today we are talking about mental health, because one of the three pillars that we focus on in Wealthy Mom Collective is community education and wellness. And so wellness looks like a couple of things, because even though you guys may hear the word wealthy in the title of the name of the company, we have to understand that wealth starts way before you have the money in your bank account. So we focus on mental, emotional, physical wellness as well, because it's either you're not going to be able to obtain the wealth that you desire because you don't have those things in order, or you're going to have the money, but you're not going to be happy internally, or you're not going to be able to maintain it because you don't have great personal development. You don't have a good relationship with money, with people, and things of that nature. And so I definitely understand what you mean by, you just made it through the week. You're grateful that you can still breathe and that you're still here, but it might not have been the best week. And I believe that just by you acknowledging that, we need that as moms, because the reality of it is, I was just on a interview yesterday, and we were talking about the S on our chest as moms, and we feel like we have to be superhumans all the time. And it's okay for us to say, you know, I'm not feeling my best, and, you know, things are happening. Life is lifing, and, you know, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overstimulated, whatever that may look like. I think that having the acknowledgement is very important, so that way we can see and identify how we can overcome those feelings, overcome the things that we're going through, and things of that nature.
Yeah, and it's very important for moms also, if we can, to go to therapy, because I know, like, a lot of moms are like afraid to go to therapy because they're afraid that people might judge them or might say, you don't need that. I mean, be strong. Like, what are you doing? But it's important for us to have this outlet to talk to somebody, just to vent and to talk about it so they could help. Like, I'm in therapy right now because, like, a while ago I had a mental breakdown, and I know I needed that help as a mom, because if I didn't have it, like, everything would, like, fall apart. Like, seriously. Because I needed that space to vent out. I needed somebody to, like, support me and, you know, walk me through my emotions, because it was crazy. Now, piggybacking on that, like, what is, like, one misconception you feel that most people have when it comes to moms and, like, mental health?
I think that sometimes when we talk about how we feel, it's not taken seriously. Like when we're saying like we're tired, we're frustrated, we feel overwhelmed, like it's like you're just expected to do all of these things. So for example, I had my son when I was in my junior year going into my senior year of college. And after having him, you know, I was still working, I was still going to school full time, and I was a new mom, and I was away at school, so I didn't have anybody around me, and I was still expected to get up, cook, clean, wash the clothes, you know, take care of my homework, take care of the baby, drop him off to school, pick him up from school, go to work, do all of these things. And the reality of it was, I didn't understand motherhood at the time, and I didn't really have all of the wise counsel that I have now or the experience that I have now. And so it was a lot for me. And because I was already going through postpartum depression, like it made it even harder. And like when I would say, like, you know, I wanted to stay in bed all day, I wasn't motivated, I wasn't, you know, doing the things that I should have been doing. And at the same time, it wasn't my fault that I was going through some type of mental imbalance that I wasn't even aware of at the time. But instead of seeing that, hey, you know, she's not okay right now, it was taken as, oh, she's not fulfilling her household duties and she's not doing what she's supposed to do. She's not showing up, you know, to her full potential and things like that. And so then I started to overcompensate to try to prove that I wasn't lazy, that I wasn't a unfit mother, that I wasn't this and I wasn't that. And then it just burnt me out even more and just like kept putting me into a hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And it's like when you have a baby, you know, you rocking a baby, you working, you trying to clean, you can't even get through 30 minutes to an hour because the baby's crying, the baby wants to be fed, and then the baby wants to this, and then the baby wants to, it can be a lot. Even if your kids are older and they can talk, they can overstimulate you because they, mommy, 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 mommy. You just cook dinner, they don't want the dinner, they want, I want pancakes. So now you have to stop what you're doing to go make pancakes, because you're not going to leave your child hungry. And so it can be a lot on a mother. And when we say we're tired, when we say we're overwhelmed, when we say that there are certain things that we're feeling, they are real valid feelings, because honestly, being a mom is a full-time job in itself.
Yes. And I say that like all the time, because even now with like 3 kids in, I still get like frustrated. I still get like, at times I just want to cry when all 3 kids are like fighting, or it gets overwhelmed. Like sometimes you just need that space, you just need somebody to talk to. And growing up in a culture like, because I'm Haitian, in my culture, like growing up and, you know, raising my kids, when I mention mental health or when I say that, okay, I'm sad, they're always telling me to pray about it. But like prayer, I know prayer goes a long way, but sometimes it's also good to get, you know, that help.
I agree. I actually am Haitian myself, and I can definitely understand that. I've never heard a conversation about mental health at all in my home. And I do remember a period of time where I have a friend, and at the time we were speaking, she was going through, I believe she was having anxiety attacks and stuff like that. And I would tell her like, girl, you can't say that, don't speak that into existence, because you know, you're a woman of God, like you shouldn't claim it, you shouldn't claim it. And so I'm not gonna say I don't still believe this, you shouldn't like you should not make it become your identity. But that doesn't mean that you don't go through real life mental health battles, issues, and things like that. They are very real. And it wasn't until I experienced it for myself that I understood her, and I understood that it was bigger than, oh, just pray about it. you have to pray about it, and you have to have people that's going to be able to pray with you, because once those thoughts, those feelings start to consume you, if you don't have somebody else to like stand in agreement with you, like it can be really hard to get out of those dark places, those fearful places, those sad places, because it is a lot of emotion to carry, and it's a very real thing. So I'll definitely say, like, yes, for sure, I'm always going to tell somebody, like, pray, but pray and go find a therapist, pray and find your community, pray and, you know, find some, your one person that understands, has been through what you've been through, and you can have those conversations and work your way through. Find different, you know, activities that you can do that will help you to kind of bring yourself back down as much as possible, so you don't stay in that place, because we can get there, but the goal is to not stay there.
Yes, definitely. Now that's some good advice, because sometimes it's hard to just get out of that place once you're there. But as long as you have your community, as long as you have somebody to talk to, you'll get out. So speaking on when you were like a young mom and everything and having to get up like early, even with, you know, your other kids, did waking up early affect your mood? Like, did it affect your mental health at any? Because I know, like, when I had my baby, like, waking up early drove me insane.
Yeah. I don't think, I will say, you know, it's been like 3 years and 5 years for me, respectfully, for each child. I don't think that ever really bothered me per se. It didn't make me mad, but it was hard because I was not a morning person. And so I like to sleep in. So yeah, I'm like, I was immature at the time. So I would like rather not send my kids to school. We just gonna sleep in. Don't worry about it. We just gonna sleep in. And you know, when you're a breastfeeding mom, like, you know, you can just give the baby the boob and they go back to sleep. Like, I was just one of those, like, okay, here you go back to sleep. I would say, like, in the early stages of my kids' life, they were pretty like chill. They wasn't really like too fussy. So if I gave them what they wanted, like, they would just kind of go back to sleep or do something. And their dad was very supportive with taking them in the mornings as well, so I think that played a big factor. But again, it was hard because I was not a morning person, so now I have to either, you know, make sure I get them to school in time, or just having to, you know, make sure I change their diaper or whatever it may be. It definitely took a lot of time to kind of be better, and even now, I'll be honest, I still struggle with it, because I still struggle with mourning sometimes. So it definitely took a lot of practice to get to where I am now.
Okay. Now, being a mom and having your own business, what time do you have to, you know, what do you do for your mental health?
One of the things I love to do is actually I go to McDonald's. I go steal I got like steal a moment away to go eat some french fries. And that might not seem like nothing major to, you know, anybody else, but it could have been a cookie at Wendy's, it could have been a frappe or macchiato at Starbucks. Like, just being able to eat something without having to share with my kids, to me, that's like really like one of my best moments. Like, I just sit in my car, I'll be jamming to my music, and I just enjoy a moment to myself, quiet or not quiet, but without the kids. And like, of course my kids still eat, it's just, this is for me specifically. Like,
I get it.
This is for me. So definitely that, and like really learning how to maximize my time. So like, I had to make sure I put my kids on a bedtime routine, because I used to let them just do whatever. So now, like, once they go to sleep, I'm like, okay, I have an hour or two. Now I can read a book. I can light my candles and play some jazz music, or, you know, whatever that may look like. Sometimes I just dress up and go out. That makes me happy. Just being able to like find a time, and I wasn't maximizing the time that they were in school either, and I had to learn how to really maximize that time. So like, I'm not just gonna sit there and scroll on Instagram or Facebook. Like, what am I gonna do for myself? And reading a book might do it for me. Watching a sermon uninterrupted by my kids asking me to put on Blippi or whatever other show, you know, that all of those things, they are just the small things that make my heart warm and just, you know, help me to continue throughout the day.
I get it, because everything you mentioned there, even, you know, you going to eat your french fries, my therapist is always like telling me you have to do something for yourself, even if it's, you know, having lunch on your own, which I haven't been able to do that yet, but I am going out there and do it since, you know, I stay at home. Like, come on, I could go and just have my lunch by myself. So the problem with me is I have to like push myself so I could just do stuff, so I could just be in the moment. So yes, so that's important.
It is, definitely. It is.
Now, how do you juggle everything? Because it must be hard sometimes to like having to, you know, work, handle the kids and do everything. Like, how do you juggle everything?
That's one of the reasons why I became a productivity coach, because I realized I was not maximizing my time. And I just had to learn to make time, like actually create a schedule to make sure that I'm accounting my time for my spiritual life, for my kids, for my home life, for my business, and things of that nature. And that has helped me a lot, because like I realized that me being overwhelmed about my kids wanting to like come speak to me while I'm working on something in the evening time. Well, they came home from school, probably gave them food, sent them to play after they did their homework and things like that. And I never had no one-on-one time with them. I just like kept working and kept working. So now they're really just trying to get my attention. They're really just saying, hey, mom, I want you. I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I want to play with you. And I'm trying to get this work done and be super mom. And then they're tapping me on my shoulder. They're bringing things to me. They're, you know, interrupting my conversation. And I had to like check myself, like, but did you give them time? Because when I started giving them my time, my undivided time and attention, I realized that they would bother me less when I would need to get my work done. I would say, hey, mommy played with you already. Let me get my work done. And then we're going to get ready for bedtime and go from there. And so me incorporating specific time to spend with them one-on-one really helped a lot with, you know, being able to be more productive even when they are with me, because now they understand what I'm doing and they understand that they are a priority in my life as well. So they chill. So then I know, okay, this is my set time to be with my kids. Okay, this is work time. Okay, this is my time to read my Bible. This is my time to pray. This is my time to work out. This is my time to work on my business. This is my time to go on a Facebook Live, an Instagram Live. And honestly, it doesn't always work out like that every day at the same exact times, but I have an overall picture of what I want to get done throughout the day, and that helps me to stay on task. It doesn't make me feel as overwhelmed because I know what I have to do and I can do different things within that time. So if I say I'm going to work out today, I can decide today I'm going to go to Pilates versus I'm going to go to the gym versus I'm going to work out at home. But at least that I know this is what I should be doing at that time. It helps you to stay more focused instead of like everything being all over the place. And I had to also give myself grace and understand that it's okay for my schedule, for my routine to look different at different times of my life. What my schedule might look like for this month might not look the same for next month if my son starts soccer practice, or if, you know, I take on more clients. So I might have to change where certain things fit into the schedule, but that doesn't mean don't have a schedule. It just means adjust it to where you are at that moment.
All right. Now, what is one final thought that you will want to leave our listeners with today?
I would say mental health is very important, because if you do not take care of your mental health, it's going to be very hard for you to show up and be the best mom that you can be for your children. It's going to be hard for you to pour into them, to nurture them, to just make them feel like, you know, you're there with them as much as possible. You're present with them. So definitely make sure that, whether that looks like sneaking off to McDonald's to get some french fries, going to therapy, praying, finding your tribe, just find ways for you to work on your mental health, because it is important. It is needed for you, because your life matters first and foremost. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't be there for yourself. You know, how are you going to pour from an empty cup? So your mental health matters. You are the best mom that you can be for your kids. And I know that you're making them very proud. So continue to show up as the queens that you are, and know that no matter what you did in the past, no matter, you know, however, you know, the mistakes you made when you felt like you wasn't good enough, when you cried, when you couldn't show up for your kids, like, it's a new day. Lift your head up, chin up, adjust your crown, and just know that things will get better and that you don't have to do this alone.
All right. Oh my God. That was great. Wow. All right, so before we get out of here, make sure you plug yourself into our audience. Tell them more about your business. Tell them where they can find you.
Okay. So you guys can definitely follow me, on Instagram at Wilda the CEO and Wealthy Mom Collective. That's on Instagram. On Facebook, Wilda Jean. And also, I am having a vision board brunch in Miami, Florida on December 2nd, 2023. And it is a vision board brunch specifically for moms. Super, super excited about that. This is going to be our second annual brunch. So we would love to have you guys. If you are interested in attending, being a vendor or a sponsor, feel free to visit us at www.visions2wealthbrunch.com. And again, I am Wilda Jean. I am a systems and productivity coach for moms. I'm the founder of Wealthy Mom Collective, which is a community for mompreneurs who are ready to thrive in motherhood and in business. So if you're interested in working with me and getting your systems and your personal and business life together, please reach out to me on any of my platforms, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me on here.
Thank you for having me.
Those good gems. Okay, you guys, we are out. It's story time. You ready for this? All right, so my son really, really likes his teacher. And every single time he gets in trouble, or every single time I tell him something, he's like, my teacher say this, my teacher said that. My teacher, like, he keeps saying what his teacher says, or what his teacher would do, or what his teacher would not do. Like, this boy is really taking a liking to his teacher. So the other day in the car, all right, so he took his seatbelt off, of course, and I was like, Cairo, put your seatbelt back on. And he was like, my teacher told me not to put my seatbelt on in the car. Like, really? How you gonna lie on your teacher like that? Wow, yep, that's my story. All right, time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. Okay, so today's inspirational quote is, taking care of your mental health is an act of self-love. So, moms, remember to take care of yourself so you can take care of others. Thank Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at MamaLifePlus3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other and most importantly, take care of them kids.